بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned the standout features of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And as we had mentioned yesterday, these attributes, these features or characteristics that were found within them were in stark contrast to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from the believers. So therefore, to show this difference, Allah now highlights the attributes of those with true iman, those who are genuinely believers, those who have firm belief and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. As far as the believing men and believing women are concerned, then they are the friends of one another. In other words, believers will befriend believers. They will assist one another. They will help one another. And here Mufassirin draw our attention. In the previous portion that was dealing with the hypocrites, Allah spoke about al-munafiquna wal-munafiqat, ba'duhum min ba'd. And here Allah says, wal-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. So there, the word that was used was ba'duhum min ba'd, which literally means they are alike. The hypocrites are alike to one another. And here when talking about the believers, Allah says, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. The believers are friends of one another, indicating that true friendship is based on iman. The hypocrites are alike. They will associate with one another, and outwardly they may be there for each other, but they are not true friends of one another. They are just there when the going is good, but they do not really have the back of one another. When it comes to believers, people with true iman, and if a friendship is built or established on iman, then a person understands and knows that this is a true friend. This person will be there for me through thick and thin. He is there to assist me. I am there to assist him. Then highlighting the qualities, Allah says, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They enjoin what is good and they prohibit what is evil. Again, this is in contrast to the hypocrites, where Allah had mentioned, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. That they enjoin evil and prohibit good. The believers enjoin good and prohibit evil. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. And the believers establish salah and they discharge their zakah. The hypocrites, we had mentioned, يَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. They withhold. They do not hand over the wealth that Allah wants them to hand over. They do not spend in good avenues, or they do not spend in the path of Allah. But the believers, يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. They discharge their zakat. وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And they obey Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the salient features of a person with true iman. He enjoins what is good. He prohibits evil. And this according to his capacity, where he is able to. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi. When it comes to prohibiting evil, that person who sees any injustice, anything that is wrong, in other words, something that is against the deen of Allah, against the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then if he is able to physically put a stop to it, he is able to physically change it, then he should do so. And if a person lacks the authority to physically change it, to put an end to it, then فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِلِسَانِهِ. He should at least speak about it or tell the person who is engaged in it to stop this particular action and explain to him that what he is doing is incorrect and what he is doing is displeasing to Allah. So he should put a stop to it verbally. And if he is unable to do this, then at least in his heart, in his mind, he should make an effort to think or to brainstorm, how do I put an end to this? How do I ensure that this act of disobedience to Allah comes to an end and is stopped? So the person engages in prohibiting evil. Then when a person has these attributes, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ. These people who have instilled within them these characteristics, Allah will show mercy upon them. Allah will send His rahmat upon them. And here Mufassirin mention a few different explanations of rahmah. What is meant that Allah will shower His mercy upon them? One very great benefit of rahmah, of Allah sending His mercy upon a person, Mufassirin mentioned, tawfiq al-ta'a, that this person will be given the divine ability from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to now engage in more good deeds. Allah will assist him and Allah will enable him to now increase the good deeds in his life. Tawfiq al-ta'a. And then together with this, Allah will now grant him maghfira bila hisab. Allah will forgive him without taking him into account whatsoever. In other words, Allah will overlook his shortcomings or his errors, and Allah will forgive him completely. And then dukhulul jannah, Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. Inna Allah azizun hakim, Allah is most mighty, most wise. And then just as yesterday we had recited that Allah has promised the hypocrites, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ. Allah has promised that their abode will be the fire of Jahannam. Now Allah says, what has He promised to the believers? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ. Allah has promised for the believing men and women that they will be given jannat, multiple gardens, تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, and there will be rivers flowing through these gardens. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will be granted eternal life in these gardens. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ, and they will be given excellent dwellings, excellent homes in these gardens of eternity. Jannati Adn. Jannah is called Jannatu Adn. Gardens of eternity. Gardens that do not come to an end. In other words, bounties that do not come to an end. And after being given these physical bounties, now Allah says, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest bounty. In other words, on top of all of these physical bounties that the believer will be given in Jannah, Allah will now grant him His pleasure. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the people of Jannah have all been admitted into Jannah, and they are now enjoying the physical bounties around them, and various ahadith speak about these physical bounties, what the gardens of Jannah will be made up of, the bricks of gold, silver. One narration mentions, the gravel will be musk, and the sand will be saffron. And like this, they will be enjoying different types of food and fruit, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now address them and say that, O Ahlul Jannah, O inhabitants of Jannah, have I not given you whatever you desire? Have I not pleased you? So they will say, Naam, definitely, O Allah, you have given us everything. And then Allah will say to them, should I not give you something better than what you have? So they will then all inquire that, O Allah, what can there be better than this? In other words, there's nothing left for you to now give us. We are already enjoying the height of enjoyment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then respond to them and say that, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي, I will now cause my pleasure to descend upon you. فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا, and I will now never ever become displeased with you. And when they hear this, they will understand that this is in essence the greatest bounty, greater than all these physical bounties of Jannah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is mentioned. وَرِضْوَانُ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah will be the greatest bounty given to them. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah now says, this, whatever has been described, this is the greatest success that a person can ever attain, can ever achieve, is for a person to now make it to the gardens of Jannah. As ulama explained, a person now has worked hard his entire life, and he has saved up money, he has been thrifty in his spending, and he has put in the hard yards, working late hours, overtime, etc. He has put his children through their education. They have moved on, gotten married. And finally, after many, many years of hard work, finally he has saved up enough to buy that retirement house, the retirement flat on the beachfront or wherever it may be. And finally he purchases it and he moves in. The day he moves in, he looks around and he says to his wife that finally we have made it. After all of these difficult years, finally we are here. How a person will appreciate now this retirement package that he has, because he knows all the hard work he put in. In the same way, the people of Jannah, when they reach there, Allah make us from amongst them, they will also realize that this is all the effort that we put in this dunya, all the difficulties when it came to fighting our nafs, fighting shaitan, and ensuring that we lived a life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finally we have made it. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. They will realize that this is the greatest success that a person can hope for and achieve. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.